Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hi there. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm excited to chat with you today. So I was thinking about diving into the behind the scenes of my business and just sharing about my business model, how things are set up, what our offerings are, and how that really works with team, with my schedule, what I'm focused on. I know so many people are, you know, they look at what I'm doing in my business and I say things like, I work 8 hours a week and I have a multi six-figure business, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, how is this even possible? And I just want to share some of the behind the scenes on how my business is actually set up so that it works for the life that I want to be living. Everything was super intentional. Everything has been growing over the years, and I take it bit by bit because I know that when I did start and I tried to do everything that I wanted to do in my business, it just got really chaotic. I spread myself way too thin. And after kind of going through that burnout in 2017, and also where my finances got really out of control, and I basically had to build my business back up from scratch, I decided I'm going to do this intentionally. I'm going to do this with thought. I'm going to do this in a way that really aligns with the life that I want to be living. So I'm going to break down how in the world I'm actually able to work 8-ish hours per week, what the different job roles are within my business, how I'm doing both an agency model and a coaching model within my business, and also how I switched from something that was more me doing the doing to something that's more scalable with team. And I think that can be a huge thing that people are really afraid of doing off the bat. And it is actually something that leverages your time and something that probably needs to be done a lot sooner than people think. So I'm going to go into it all. And if you have any questions at all, head to Instagram, ask me whatever. I'm there to just chat through all of the things. And I'd love to hear whatever questions that you do have, because that helps inform what I can share here, I can share with you personally. And I just love connecting in general. So it's at Pinegate Road on Instagram. If you have any questions, head there. Okay, so I am going to start with my the org chart. This was something that this week I was having a really hard time figuring out. I have had an org chart before, but as my business has been growing, the org chart got a little fuzzy. There were some roles within my business that, you know, I was like, ah, let's just test this out. Like, I'm very much, I'm going to run across the bridge and I'm going to build it as I'm running rather than planning it all out before I get there. And I really believe there are two different types of people. Some people need that bridge to be built. They need that plan before they can walk across. And I'm definitely the person, I'm like, let's just leap, let's just go. So with my org chart, I was kind of giving new duties to some of my teammates, team members, and just like, hey, this needs to get done. So like, let's just bring this on. Let's put this on, you know, your job responsibilities or like add some hours here, things like that. And things were getting a little fuzzy because I'd been doing that for about 6 months. And even as the business was growing and scaling, which is awesome, like different, I just kind of lost track of like who was doing what, how we could actually grow and scale. I think it was like a good fuzzy because everything was growing, but I knew that in order to keep growing and go where I wanted to go, we did need more defined job roles rather than, hey, this kind of falls under your area, so why don't you just add this in and take that on? I'm a huge proponent of having really solid systems and processes within your business because when things get fuzzy and when you start just adding those things in to your processes without actually having them written down, people knowing the expectations of exactly what you need to get done for every job duty, then that's when things can get missed. That's also when things... I don't know if you've ever tried to bring on a team member or work with somebody in any kind of capacity, and you have this expectation about what should be done, but it's never been clearly outlined. So this is where some of that miscommunication can happen on teams and in life. I'm sure this happens in a ton of relationships as well, where you have an idea of what you want to be happening and how something should be done, but you've never clearly expressed that. You've never communicated it. It's never been like out there in the open. And this is really what I do on my team. We have these things that every business really should be having called SOPs, standard operating procedures. And these are basically the instructions for how to do your job, how to run the business into the very nitty gritty things. And we had kind of gotten fuzzy on some of our SOPs as things were growing. So this is a way, this past week, I was like, oh my gosh, my head is going to explode. I feel like there's so many future dreams that I want to be growing into, but because, we'd been growing quickly and wonderfully, like the job roles were a little fuzzy. And so I needed to get really clear on what is this new organizational chart that can make me and help me understand exactly who is responsible for what job roles fall under different job roles. As an example, we have an amazing project manager and account manager on our team, and she was hired for the agency side of the business. And as the agency side has like grown and just like was going all of the good things, I also brought her in to manage a lot of the coaching side of the business as well, as far as contracts and just, you know, kind of customer service and all of these different things. But I know as the business grows, she's not going to be able to do both. And that was one of those fuzzy things where I was like, let's just have you do all of the things. And after I sat back and really looked into what my company needed to be set up as, what job responsibilities needed to be where, I was like, ooh, I need you to like really be on the agency. And I do need this other role that helps support some of the admin of the coaching business. And maybe she can handle both, but even just like outlining what the different roles are, even if it's the same person doing both roles, this is what I needed to do. So I'm going to have you imagine my organizational chart getting really exciting today. this is like the nitty gritty business stuff, y'all. So at the top, there is me as a CEO, Kelsey. I'm looking over at my little screen. I like put these giant post-it notes up on my wall. So I'm looking over there. I mapped this out the other day because I just couldn't even, I was having some issues. So, and then underneath me is our director of operations. And this is a role that we don't have just yet, but I know it's something that needs to be filled. I also know who will be filling this. And it's something I'm working on with my accountant to see, you know, what kind of responsibilities can go under this, what kind of, payment, what is it? yeah, whatever, retainer, whatever we need to do financially to have this role come on. I'm doing some projections right now and working on some of the financial things to make sure that this is really sustainable. So then under the director of operations, this is really where the bulk of my team comes in. And I'll say that there are three different, you know, subcategories here. So there's the agency side, there's the coaching side, and then there's the internal, which is mostly marketing right now, but internal could really be any of those like internal operations, marketing, anything that is something that's not client facing. Say if we wanted to have a new website or we wanted to do a new product or something like that, I guess that would kind of go under agency or coaching, but depending on what it is, it's mostly going to be marketing. So Instagram, this podcast, any of those things. So internal or marketing. So those are the three different things. Agency is run by our account manager slash project manager. So she is in charge of everybody who comes into the agency. She gives them their project plans, their schedules. She's managing the projects, but she's also there to help past clients. She's kind of the go-to for our agency. So everybody who's worked with Pine Gate Road knows Janet, probably. She's amazing. Hi, Janet. And she's really just the brains behind making sure the agency is running well, making sure our clients are really taken care of, that everything is communicated and organized. And basically her main, I always like to have like one main job function for every person on the team. And her main function is that we want the client's projects to launch on time and launch well. So she's in charge of all of the details that go into that. She gathers other team members to come into the projects as they're needed. And she's the person just doing all of the managing of those projects, which is huge. If you are a designer, if you are doing any kind of done-for-you services, getting an account manager is like, oh, it is the best. I am no longer, you know, in my emails really as far as agency details go. She's handling everything. She's doing schedules, contracts, managing team. I hear a lot of people who are afraid of managing team. And this is basically like you hire a manager to manage the team so you don't have to be in the details. You're planning the overall experience. I do the creative direction and the lead strategy for all of our projects. But then Janet is then managing the team that does the doing of the things within our company. So that is really a huge way that you can take away, I would say, that excuse that like, I don't want to manage people. And you can actually get a manager to do that for you because yeah, like you don't want to be stuck doing contracts and emails and all of these things unless you're a Janet or unless there's somebody that's like, that is your job. That's what you love doing. And there are definitely people that love doing that. But talking here today, I'm probably talking to you and you're like, yeah, I'm like caught up in all of the doing. Yeah, this is really where I think we get to a point in our businesses where if things are going well, you tend to book out because you don't have a way to actually scale the agency because at some point you are doing too much doing and you can't physically add another client in because you have to figure out when you're available, when you actually have time within your calendar, and you're like in the weeds of the project and that is holding you back from scaling. So this is one thing that I see a lot of people get stuck in, and you can do this. You can be a solo entrepreneur and that is all great and good. But if you are looking to scale, if you are looking to grow beyond what you're currently doing and what you can take on as an individual, you really do need to get somebody who can manage all of these details so that you can actually take on more clients and do that work that you absolutely love, which for me on the agency side is really doing the creative direction and the strategy. I love visioning with the clients, seeing like their big goals and their big vision, and then strategizing how that can come to life. And I'll be like, on my walks and just going throughout my days and having all these fun ideas for our clients. And if that time and space within my brain was taken up with like project charts and schedules and contracts, I would never be able to be as creative or as strategic as I am when I do have that time and space to be able to brainstorm and think on just that genius level work that I love doing within the agency. So props to Janet. You make our entire world so much better. And then under Janet, we actually have, I have two different like subgroups, and this is where a bulk of our team comes in. And when people think like, oh my gosh, you have a team of like 12 or more, this is really because we have a lot of contractors that are designers that we work with on a regular basis. And not everybody is on every single project. Not everybody has availability for every single client that we bring in. So this is what Janet does. We have probably like 4 or 5 designers that we regularly work with, and we see, you know, are they available? Are they going to be able to fit into this project plan? Can they commit to these timelines? Do their design style and their expertise align with what we're bringing to life? So we have senior brand and web designers. We have, I think we have 3 or 4 that we regularly work with and go to. And then we have a show it developer and junior designers that are available to develop. We've worked with a couple different people for those. And junior designers are there to, you know, once the brand is maybe set, they're there to create the assets. They're there to package files, create the brand books, create collateral, so like stationery and business cards and Instagram graphics and all of those things. Even taking Illustrator documents and turning them to Canva documents. They're really there to do all of that, like the more bulk work, but it still needs to be with a design eye and somebody who does get that stuff, like knows how to actually work in the creative suite and that kind of stuff. So that is everybody under the agency right now. That is basically what I was working and running during before I went on maternity leave. So that is, I have all of the SOPs, all of the instructions, the procedures, everything. We've actually talked to a lot of the designers and people that we bring into the team, and they're like, we love working with you. Everything is so clear. I just get to sit down and do what I love as far as design-wise. You have your project manager managing all of the details, managing the client experience, and I'm able to just come in and do the design. When it comes to the agency work, I am still the person approving everything. If we do have like a new client starting their project, I come in and I lay out the strategy. So I'm doing kind of that, like that first thing where we have this whole strategy document that we create for most of our clients, depending on what they're doing. And I will create that for them. So that is something that I actually like do the work for. And this is something that as things grow and scale, I might need to find somebody who does the strategy where I am, you know, maybe guiding and facilitating, but I'm not actually doing the doing. Right now, I'm still doing the doing for those strategy documents. When we have a new website, I'm the person that outlines everything. I create the framework for the website, so the map that maps out all of the business goals. We really see how is your website going to work as a tool to actually grow your business and welcome your people into your online presence. How is that going to work with all of the marketing that you're doing, etc. So I'm the one kind of brainstorming all of that, mapping it out, and then the team is the one that's bringing it to life. And then I still have, you know, my eyeballs on everything as they are going out the door to clients each week. So that's our agency. And this was everything that I set up before maternity leave. I took probably a year and a half to get this really set up very, very well. And it was a lot of brain power thinking through that. And it's really nice that it is just working well right now. One of the mantras I keep saying inside of my head, and it's like the more I do business, the more I'm learning that this is the key, is that you work hard once. And I think that me working hard before maternity leave and getting all of those SOPs set up, the processes, everything, it was like not fun. I don't love being in those details, but I got it set up once and now it's working for me. So a lot of things in my business, I am now doing the working hard, quote unquote, but it's not even that hard, but it's like doing the thing, doing whatever that is that's going to get us to that next level, doing it really, really well and doing it once and then having that work for you over and over again. So this is a philosophy I'm taking into a lot of things in my business. So going, you know, after the agency, then we have the coaching business. This is where I had Janet managing a lot of the details of the coaching clients. So onboarding, making sure that people got their contracts, that they were able to, you know, get set up in our systems, any kind of payment things, they go through Janet. So this is where I'm like, how, as coaching scales, there's this like new position, which I am calling client success coach. And this is a person that I want to be doing some of that admin work. And then also somebody who is able to get the strategy for the clients so that if and when I'm not able to be in their coaching, and you know, what if I always try to say I'm trying to bus proof my business. If I got sick or if I got run over by a bus, then who would be able to take over and still support the business? I love being in my business, and I know that in order to scale, I need to be able to take myself out so that I'm not bottlenecking the business. And I think that this client success coach, this is going to be probably in the next couple months, I will be looking for and training somebody. Right now, Jana is still very much doing the admin and the, I guess it would be project management, even though they're not projects for our coaching clients. And she is there doing a lot of that admin work. And then I am doing all of the strategy work as far as that client success coach person. So this is a role I am currently taking on that I know that I will need to create SOPs around, and I will need to eventually hire somebody for this position. And I will still be doing a lot of the coaching and a lot of the support, but I do need to get somebody to support me so that as things scale, I'm not letting our clients down and that they are still able to see the same success, even if like it is not personally me. I'll still personally be very much in the coaching, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. I just need that extra support so we can make sure everybody is getting all of the support that they need within the program. And if I do get sick or something, like what happens, you know? So I have somebody backing me up there. This is also going to be probably, again, I'm working on my finances. This is probably going to be our first employee. I see this role really being somebody who can be with our company for a really long time, really understand kind of our unique ways of going through business strategy and aligning it with your life. And I really want to invest in this person and invest in them for a really long time. So I'm taking this slow. I am feeling this out, but I think this is going to be our first employee. So far, everybody in the business is contractors, which has allowed me to really cash flow, I guess. A lot of the work that we're doing is based on the work that we're getting and hiring people based on the projects that are coming into the business. So this will be a big next step. I'm not like super freaking out about it, but it just feels really big for me. So I'm taking it day by day and gonna keep figuring this out. So far this is me taking on that job role, and I do see somebody coming in to support. And then underneath that client success coach are our academy coaches. So we currently have two academy coaches, and they are trained in our Align Business framework. And they are the ones that individually meet with all of our students within the Align Business Academy. And they are checking in. They are keeping our students' big vision in mind, and they are coaching them through every single week individually to support them in taking any next steps they need towards reaching their goals. So I'm also in communication with these academy coaches pretty regularly, and if there's any questions that are coming up, I'm there to answer them. And they're also responsible for logging client notes and making sure that any questions that are coming up, they're adding to our internal FAQ document so that they can kind of get my answers for the questions and then be able to answer them over and over again, because at the end of the day, there's probably like hopefully by the end of the day, like everybody will have asked a lot of the questions and they can just live in this document instead of me personally having to go answer all of these questions. This is like part of that systemization, working on the SOPs and having those SOPs be living, breathing documents so that they're continually being added to. So every time something's added to the SOP, you're taking more work off of your plate for the future. And all that work just lives in those documents. So that is the coaching business. And currently we have, as far as the coaching business goes, we have our academy, and that is our signature program for helping students scale to six figures. And we actually have some students who have already hit six figures in this group, and they are really just wanting to make sure that all of their, you know, how they got to six figures the first time is going to continue to work for them into the future. So they're just kind of really making sure that they have a sustainable business that actually works with the life that they want to be living. So that is the academy. And then I also have the Align Business Mastermind, which is something that I'm personally running. So I am the coach there. I'm running the mastermind. I'm doing a lot of the details. I do have one-on-one calls with all of the mastermind students. And then I am on Voxer with the mastermind students as well. So this is probably the first time I've publicly talked about this. This has been something kind of behind the scenes, and it's really for people who are wanting to scale to seven figures and really make sure that their business has the team, that they have the marketing systems in place, that they are not burning out as they scale to seven figures. And it's really just getting their entire business model super working to be able to scale to seven figures without feeling like they're gonna be stretched way too thin, and making sure that it's sustainable for them. So that is something that I have going on. If that feels like you, send me a DM. We have one spot currently for this program. I'm keeping it very limited just because I'm trying to limit my own personal time as well. And I want this year to be a really, I just get like a tight-knit group. So I will be scaling this in the future. And right now it's a very like high-touch one-on-one experience. And yeah, I want to limit it to six people, and we have five in right now. So this is something that I've been working on behind the scenes a little bit. But if that feels interesting to you, reach out. I'd be happy to share more. So that is the coaching side of the business. And then the internal marketing side is really where I am personally dreaming about next things. This is where I am putting out new marketing efforts, where I'm thinking about how am I showing up on Instagram? How am I doing this podcast? How am I personally going and maybe being a guest expert in different groups? And within this internal marketing area, we do have a virtual assistant. I call her my marketing manager. She is amazing. And she is there to support a lot of the doing of these efforts. So while I love, you know, thinking through how I want to be showing up, how I want to be promoting Pinegate Road in general, she's there to support in the doing. So she'll schedule the Instagram. I've actually been personally doing the podcast, but she will be supporting that. She'll be supporting getting all of the episodes up online, getting them out on blog posts, putting things on Pinterest. Like, she'll take all of these SOPs that we have as far as, getting the marketing done for the business, and then she will actually be doing the doing. So we've been in a little bit of transition with this position because I have personally been being the bottleneck. Corona and all of the things, I was like, ugh, marketing is the last thing I want to be focusing on. So I was focusing on just, you know, showing up on Instagram as I could, but I was not doing a lot of our procedures. And now that I'm getting back into podcasting, now that I do have some childcare and some regular hours again, I'm like, okay, like I have some bandwidth here and I'm ready to get this systematized and going and just really excited about it. So that is our operations org chart, not operations. This is our org chart. Also, spurring off of that, this is not something that is like, I guess, within the organization, but these are, I would say, like contracted experts that we work with regularly in order to make sure that our business is running well. So on the legal side, I have somebody that works with me for IP, which is intellectual property. And then I also have somebody who works with more internal systems and legal setup. So like contracts, documents, general advising for the business. So I have two legal people I go to regularly. I have an accountant, so an accountant and her team. So they do our bookkeeping. They're working with us to do our cash flow projections, all of that CFO, the chief financial officer things. So that is somebody that I work with, but I don't like consider them, you know, I don't consider them like as part of the organization, but maybe they could be. Then I also have two coaches that I'm working with. So one is more of a one-on-one coach and I'm in a mastermind. And so I have like a community there. And then I'm part of another bigger group coaching program that is helping me get some of the systems set up and some of the sales processes set up for scaling my coaching business. So I have two coaches that I go to regularly and they are monthly recurring fees, costs, investments. So they're not like in my business and in my organization, but they're definitely a supportive asset as part of the business. And then I also have hiring manager. So you've probably heard Meg come on the show in the past, and she's there to support in any of the hiring, helping me kind of brainstorm out the organizational chart, seeing what gaps I need filled within my business. And she's just really there to help support the team growth and to make sure I find really, really right fit people for each of the positions. So she's amazing at that. And then I did want to mention sales. So sales is a huge part of the business, and this is actually something that I personally do right now. I've been working through a lot of different ways to get this done in an efficient way that feels really supportive to me, supportive to the people looking to potentially step into any of the programs or offerings on the agency side. And this, I guess, falls under that internal marketing branch of the business right now. And that is something that I'm doing. So I did have a sales manager for a while, and it was a lot of technical things when it came to the actual website building that made it hard to actually talk through and sell as somebody who wasn't myself. So this is something I'm still like working on, brainstorming, figuring out how to support the sales process in the best way. So currently, most of our sales actually happen in Instagram DMs. So if you are interested in anything, send me a DM on Instagram. And that is literally how we do most of our sales. For the agency side, if you want to fill out an application on our website, you can do that. And then what I do is I personally look through, you know, the answers that somebody has. And I've been making custom videos that go over some of the options. So instead of hopping right on a sales call, I'm able to share on my own time. And the person can watch on their own time. And this happens much faster than getting a mutual, you know, call in the calendar usually can. And we're able to go over some of the options that can support them in reaching their goals. But I will let you know that sales is something that feels like it ebbs and flows as far as processes go. And I'm actually working on a way to do a really supportive sales process for our Done For You services. So for the agency, for our coaching, we have a system in place. That's part of what I've been working on with my coach. And that's working and flowing really, really well through an application process. And I think I'm going to do something similar for the agency side of the business so that I'm not explaining the same things over and over on these basically custom videos that I'm creating for every single person who creates a project or fills out an application. And I'll be doing something that gives them the information that they need in a personalized way that still it works for both of our schedules. So that is something like that's an internal project that I'm working on and I'm really excited about getting going. So that is our business structure. And yeah, if you have any questions about this, want to chat through any of the other details, please do reach out on Instagram. I'm so happy to share more about this. I know there's probably a lot of details where you might be curious, and I'm totally here to chat through that and just be like, yeah, here's my behind the scenes stuff. So reach out on Instagram. I'm so thankful to have you listening in today, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.